Everything changed in the 20th century. The beginning of the century saw the start of the fishing fleet's mechanisation. Engines were installed in boats and trawlers were bought that fished with trawls. This was the beginning of an economic revolution for Icelanders. The annual fishing catch increased fivefold in the first three decades of the century. The increased wealth was used to create a welfare society on a par with the best in the world. The fight for independence continued. In 1904, Icelanders got home rule. An Icelandic minister got an office in Reykjavik and had parliamentary responsibility for the Althingi. Democracy and human rights increased in stages. In 1911, women received the same rights as men to education and all jobs. In 1915, they received the right to vote in parliamentary elections. The leader in the battle for women's rights was Briet Bjarnhéðinsdóttir, an editor in Reykjavik. In 1918, Iceland became an independent state in royal federacy with Denmark, with the proviso that the agreement could be terminated after 25 years. When this time came, World War was raging. Denmark was occupied by the German Nazis, and there was no way to negotiate with Denmark on dissolving the federacy. Iceland therefore dissolved it unilaterally and founded a republic in 1944. When this happened, the American military was situated in Iceland. At the demand of Icelanders, it departed quickly after the end of the World War, but in 1951 it returned under an agreement with the Icelandic government. Long-term disputes about the military presence developed in Iceland, but the military did not finally leave the country until 2006. After Icelanders founded the Republic, they still had to acquire sovereignty over their own fishing grounds. The country's fisheries jurisdiction stretched only 3 nautical miles from the coast, about 5.6 kilometres. From 1950 to 1976, the jurisdiction was extended to 200 nautical miles in several stages. The extensions were always resisted by nations fishing on the Icelandic fishing banks, especially the British. Time and again they sent military ships to protect their trawlers on the fishing grounds. Nevertheless, they never employed military power against Icelanders, and no one was killed in the Cod Wars between Britain and Iceland. Shortly after 1920, those dwelling in urban areas outnumbered people in rural areas for the first time. This trend has continued. At the end of the century, the population of Iceland was about 280,000. 90% of the population lived in urban areas, and over 60% in Reykjavik and nearby communities.